I'm going to blow a hole. The quickest way for glass blower to make a hole is to blow it open. So we make it hot and we blow very hard, and a bubble will form, and so thin it will just pop. I am George Kopp. I am a scientific glass blower. Originally, I was born in France, Paris, and I immigrated to Canada in 1969. Science could not exist without glass, actually. It's one of the most remarkable material because it does not react with solvent, with acid, with just about anything. It's transparent, so you can see what is inside the bottle. Glass is indispensable for research, as it was like centuries ago for the alchemist. It hasn't changed. There's no research can be done without custom glassware. For each specific scientist, like each scientist have their own design in mind. We design it and then I have to blow it. An instrument that will be used for that specific research. Probably never be used again, actually. The pieces I make are multi-layers and joint and pieces sticking all over the place like an octopus with many arms, and all those things are linked, welded back into each other. So there's no machine in the world that could do that. Specialized glassware could range from very inexpensive, like maybe $100 a piece, to several thousand dollars. I make vacuum line, which can go up to $2,000-$3,000 for one piece. But I don't make that many a year. You know, there's only a certain demand for such complicated and expensive pieces. I have something very, very special. It is a helmet for a snail. This is a little glass helmet that was built for a professor in biology that was studying sensitivity of snails to pheromones. The professor held that little glass helmet, which had tubes, glass little tube protruding on both sides, and by finely dosing the amount of pheromones on each side of the helmet, they could make the snail walk or crawl, or whatever what you call a snail way of moving, perfectly straight on a straight line of a graph paper. It was absolutely amazing. Scientific glass blowers in Canada working for university make from $50,000 upward to maybe $75,000, which is roughly equivalent to American dollar because cost of life is a lot cheaper in Canada. So from what I know, it's about $55,000 to $75,000, $85,000 in the United States for a scientific glass blower. Actually, it's one of the most satisfying and creative piece of work. When using simple tools, be able to transform that blob of molten glass into a scientific apparatus, I think it's just wonderful. It's just so exhilarating, you know, to have something beautiful and useful at the same time. It's just incredible.